Exocytosis by James Swallow. Read by Jonathan Keeble. Dawn came to Zaramund in slow ranges of colour, yellowed streaks, the shade of bruised flesh rising up across the vault of the sky, and bringing with them gradual changes that crept across the dense, forested landscape. Callus Typhon stood upon the ridge above the encampment and watched it come, his helmet dangling at the end of his arm, and the low, cold breeze plucking at the matted hair of his unkempt beard. He imagined himself a fixed point in space and time, around which the cycle of Zaramund moved endlessly, his presence changeless and constant. Dawn and dusk, night and day, these things were trivial and distant concepts to a legionary, trimmed from Typhon's existence, along with hundreds of other small human things that his kind lost when they were transformed. He had no need to sleep or to fuel his body in human ways, and it had been so long since he had known need of these things that they had become alien in concept. In his deep past, the man who was now first captain of the Death Guard Legion had progressed through a state change that irrevocably rewrote his physical nature.
"A dawning of my better self," he considered, with a brief bleak smile.
The moment of amusement guttered out like a snuffed candle, as his usual dour mien replaced it. Typhon's brow furrowed as he tried to grasp the ephemeral edges of the thought that had been tormenting him ever since they had arrived on Zaramund, even before that, if he were honest with himself. He could almost form the idea, but every time he reached for it, it retreated. It was like running his fingers through the flow of a river, seeking one single ebb of current. The truth was infuriatingly beyond his reach, a phantom retreating into the warp. And even after the hours Typhon had spent up here in isolation and self-reflection, it still escaped him.